welcome to Two Modern Mystics with your co-hosts, Dawn Fleming and Linda Robach, who are here to offer you a deeper perspective of what is really going on and how you can disconnect from the chaos and plug into a higher consciousness.
Welcome to Two Modern Mystics. I am Dawn Fleming, and I'm so happy to have you listening in today. I'm very excited about our guest, Francie Boyce. She is an energy medicine expert and teacher, and she will be offering us a lot of great information today about how we can manage our energy. But before we get into today's topic, I want to introduce my co-host, Linda Robach. Linda is my good friend, an incredible light and mystic healer. Ever since I met Linda over 25 years ago, we have enjoyed teaching together, leading retreats, talking, and exploring the higher realms. And I am always amazed at how she is able to help others to heal and to find their truth. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Dawn. I just want to comment on how much I love exploring the higher realms with you. We have done that quite a bit in our lifetime together.
Yes.
So thank you for being my fellow light traveler. And I want our listeners to know that this radio show is an example of your passion for helping others to remember their true nature, their unlimited potential, and, of course, something that we know and own is oneness with all of creation. What a blessing you are, not only to those of us who know you personally, but to the whole world.
Thank you.
So what a treat we are in for today. Francie Boyce is joining us, so open your minds and prepare for a healing journey as she shares energy medicine techniques to help us live a life that's filled with ease, grace, and balance. Life is meant to be joyful, and Francie exudes joy. She was a founding board member of a Community of Transformation, ACT, and she served on our council for 12 years. We lovingly refer to her as our spirit keeper. Francie is an Eden Energy Medicine practitioner, and she's been practicing energy healing for over 25 years. She is an advanced Eden Energy Medicine practitioner, a certified foot reflexologist, and a Course in Miracles facilitator. Francie is also a founding member of the Eden Energy Medicine Certification Program, and she's been teaching Donna Eden's amazing work for 14 years around the globe. So welcome, Francie.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I'm excited to hear more about you. So would you tell us a little about yourself and what you're passionate about?
You know, I agree with the two of you. It's really our minds are ready to be open and our bodies to be healed. We're meant to be joyful. I have two things in my life that I'm really passionate about. A Course in Miracles, which is my spiritual practice. A Course in Miracles is a channeled book written in the late 60s. The book is really three books in one, the first being the text, which is an intellectual narrative from Jesus, helping us to understand why we have made life so difficult and how we can change our beliefs about life. The second part of the book is composed of 365 lessons, which help lead us to the experience of peace and joy. The third is titled The Teacher's Manual, and it clarifies terms that are used in the book. You know, one could definitely just buy this book and begin their own personal spiritual practice. But if you're interested, I would recommend that you join a study group. My husband and I have been in our study group for 15 years. You can find groups all over the world. All you have to do is Google a Course in Miracles study group, and at least two or three websites will show up directing you to a study group within your area. Also, Unity churches often offer a Course in Miracles study group.
Wow. So, Francie, will you share with our listeners, you know, why you love A Course in Miracles.
Sure. You know, I do those lessons every day, and they help remind me of just who I am in truth. Let me share with you the lesson today. This lesson means so much to me, and how it comes at the perfect time. The lesson is, the world I see holds nothing that I want. Really, I mean, the world I see holds nothing that I want? Something to really think about, just what that means. But if you've ever experienced meditations with Dawn and Linda, you've probably had that experience of going deep within and recognizing there's a place within you that is peaceful and quiet. And really, that's all we really want, is that place of peace and quiet. So this lesson, I just keep repeating it to myself all day. Wait, the world I see holds nothing that I want. And what freedom that gives me. Okay, I'm not trying to get somebody to be a certain way or things to be a certain way or to do a certain thing, because what I want is already deep within me. So
that's powerful.
Yeah,
that is beautiful.
And I really thank you for sharing that. So what about your other passion?
Okay, so if the world I see holds nothing that I really need or want, but sometimes I get stuck. And Eden Energy Medicine, my other passion, helps me when I'm feeling ill, stuck, lethargic, angry, or just noticing that I'm lacking joy. I turn to Eden Energy Medicine. I began studying with Donna Eden, the author of the book Energy Medicine, in 2000. Eden Energy Medicine deals with the energies of the aura, the chakras, and the meridians. Well, we actually use 9 different energy systems, but for our purposes, I'll just talk about those that are more familiar, those subtle energies of the aura, chakra, and meridians. What I especially love about Eden Energy Medicine is that it empowers you. We are our own best healers. We all naturally seek joy and happiness, and our bodies want to be healthy. We can heal ourselves of pain, physical disease, fatigue, stress, depression, and even spiritual lethargy. I first saw Donna Eden's book at my massage therapist, and I was hooked from the first word. Here was the book that I'd always been seeking. Eden Energy Medicine deals with the body's ills, from pain to chronic disease, but it also deals with our thoughts, our emotions, and our spiritual connection. Donna Eden gives us easy tools, tools that we can use every day to activate joy, eliminate stress, revitalize our bodies and mind, and connect with the divine.
Wow. And, you know, I remember when her book came out, and I bought it, and there's just so many great, wonderful techniques in there that we can do ourselves. And I just thought
that was such
a great book, because a lot of the books are promoting some kind of energy work that you need to go and have to take in-depth classes, where this, if you want to get a jump start on it, her book called Energy Medicine is outstanding for people to have some techniques to use and to start that journey, and then maybe to want to take classes to learn more and to learn from you or Donna, you know, the masters of it. So,
right.
Francie, would you define energy medicine and then, you know, give our listeners some examples of how it works?
Of course. Well, our hands are electromagnetic. We can move the energies of our subtle bodies with our hands, breath, and thoughts. Energy really wants to move, but it needs space to move. You know how great it feels in the morning to really stretch? Well, what you're doing is you're making space for that energy to move. Donna Eden, my teacher, is one of those persons who's blessed with the ability to see our subtle energies. Of course, we can all see energy, After all, we're just made up of molecules and we can see each other. But it's those subtle energies that Donna sees that we're working with in Eden Energy Medicine. An acupuncturist uses needles on meridians. We use our hands. They're easy, free, and accessible. Let me give some examples. Last week, my husband was feeling a bit off. I noticed that he was being really sensitive to the things that I was saying to him. I guess I could say that he was on the defensive. You know what I mean. I would suggest that he empty the dishwasher, and he would react as if I was accusing him of never helping. Finally, he suggested that we do some Eden energy medicine. I checked his energies and discovered that his aura needed fixing. In Eden Energy Medicine, we use energy testing, or you might have experienced this as muscle testing from a chiropractor. We use this to discover what's going on in a person's energies. We call it energy testing because we're testing to see if the energy is traveling through the muscles of the arm or leg that we're using for testing. So in testing the aura, I asked my husband to put his arms out straight. I then applied just a medium amount of pressure while he resisted, and he was able to hold his arms strong. Then I sliced through the air right where his aura should be and retested, and he couldn't hold his arm up. That was an indication that his aura was weak. Slicing through a person's energy field should not make them go weak.
And you know what, I'm just thinking, if our listeners could see David, her husband, he's quite a large, tall man, and for her for him not to be able to hold strong when she was muscle testing him lets me know that that was really true.
Yeah,
Yeah, very significant. So tell us about aura, and how do you check a person's aura?
Sure. Well, the aura is like this wonderful energy that surrounds us. I like to think of it as a protective space suit that sends out messages into the world and attracts what we want into our lives. The aura also protects us from energy pollutants that are in the atmosphere, like high voltage wires, fluorescent lights, as well as stress from others. It literally weaves us together. A healthy aura should extend at least out to the ends of our arms. My husband's aura did that, but it was not attached to his body. So naturally, he would feel vulnerable in that state. I had him do this really simple exercise called the Celtic Weave, and immediately he was back to his easygoing self. Such an easy fix. The Celtic Weave is a great exercise that I recommend everyone do each day. This very simple exercise will correct almost all problems that occur in your aura.
Wow. Well, could you tell us how we can learn this exercise?
Well, I could describe this exercise, but I would suggest that you look on YouTube. YouTube is actually full of Eden Energy Medicine tools. I especially love the one that's the Celtic Weave with Donna Eden, so you can actually watch the founder of Eden Energy Medicine doing the Celtic Weave and explaining how it's done.
Well, would you take a couple of minutes to describe how to do it, how to do the Celtic Weave? You know, it's great that people can view the exercise on YouTube. However, I'd really like for our listeners to hear how simple and easy this powerful technique can be.
Of course, I really want you to do this. So if you could just stand, the listeners could just stand and give yourself plenty of room to swing your arm. So we'll start by rubbing our hands together. So rub your hands together. And at this point, actually, it's fun to stop and just put your hands about 6 inches apart, right in front of you. Feel the energy that you've just activated in these powerful hands. To me, it feels as if I'm trying to force two north side magnets together. You know how magnets won't go together if you're doing two of the same side. That's what it feels like to me. Okay, anyway, back to the exercise. Now rub your hands together and shake them off. And then place your palms on either side of your head close to your ears, facing your ears. And I want you to take a deep breath and bring your elbows together in front of your chest. And as you exhale, cross your arms and swing them out. Let's do that one more time so you really get the feel. So again, bringing your hands on either side of your ear, facing your ears, the palms of your hands facing your ears. Taking in a breath and bring your elbows together in front of you. And on the exhale, swing your arms out. Now bend over just slightly and cross your arms again with breath. So we're going to take in a breath and cross our arms and then swing them out with the out breath. And then we're going to repeat, bending down a little bit further so you can reach in front of your legs. Swing, starting with your arms out, swing them and cross them in front of your legs and then swing them back out again. Now I want you to, now you're still bending over and you're going to scoop that energy behind you. So put your arms behind your legs and scoop up that energy as you stand up, bringing that awesome energy up over your head and let it flow down the front, sides, and back of your body. That's the Celtic weave.
Oh. So how do you know if there is a problem with your aura if you don't have someone to test you?
That is a great question. Actually, the best test is how do you feel? So if my husband had just really, and I had really thought about how he felt, we would have recognized that he needed to do the Celtic weave. So let me tell you some things that give you a clue. You might be feeling vulnerable like my husband. Or you know that feeling, gee, no one's noticing me. Or you feel small and insignificant. That could mean that your aura is too small. Or perhaps you're bothered by smells, or cleaning products, or chemicals. Your body really knows. You don't have to be tested. So strengthening the aura with the Celtic weave will definitely help immediately with any of those problems.
Well, you know, what a great way to be able to identify, you know, is it me or, you know, is it something else? And being
right.
able to identify it quickly and then to be able to do something about it. So what else
Here's,
can
the cool
we do
thing is it's always
better.
About me.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can fix me.
That's true. You can't fix the other person. Yeah. So that,
yeah.
That's a very good point. I love that. So yeah. So what can we do to feel better?
Okay, I'm going to tell you about another one of my favorite exercises. It's called the blowout. It's a great way to get rid of negative thoughts and clears the energy, clears my negative feelings. I'm always amazed that not only does this exercise make me feel immediately better, but it also can heal energy disturbances in those subtle energies that I first mentioned. It can help ground me. It can clear my chakras, strengthen my aura, align my energies, and it makes me feel peaceful again. When I'm feeling out of sorts, angry, disappointed, or just overwhelmed, I do the blowout.
The blowout. Wow. Can you tell us how to do that?
Yes. This one's very easy to describe. Let me just get a drink of water here. Okay. Stand with your arms at your sides. Bring to mind what has caused you to lose your peace. Now I want you to raise your arms straight up above your head. Imagine that you're holding your distress in your closed fist. And with a shh sound, it's important that we include that sound. With a shh sound, you're going to throw your arms down to the ground, open your hands, and just let that be released into the earth. So let's do that together. So you're going to take your arms and put them above your head. Imagine that you're holding your distress in your hand, and we're just going to do that and throw our hands down into the ground, opening our arms, opening up our hands, and releasing that distress. So here we go. And we're going to do it again, bringing your arms up, grabbing on to what distresses you, and and again. And then this one last time, you're going to do it much slower with sort of force, feeling tension in your arms. So just going and releasing that stress. And then I like to end it with a zip up, going right up the central meridian.
So that brings us to our next question. What do you mean by the zip up?
That's really good. Okay, we have 14 meridians. They were mapped out centuries ago by the Chinese. The central meridian has the role of helping us feel safe and protected. It starts at the pubic bone and travels right up the midline front of the body to the lower lip. You can imagine that you have a zipper that starts at the pubic bone. With both hands, you can put them in that area and imagine you're zipping yourself up, continuing right up to the lower lip. So let's all do that together. So take both of your hands and put them in that pubic bone area. And we're just going to imagine, so I like to make sure I'm breathing. We're going to imagine zipping that zipper straight up the midline, right up to the lower lip. When you get up to that lower lip, imagine that you have a key and that you can lock that zipper so that no one can unlock it for you. So let's just lock it up and take your imaginary key and put it safely in your imaginary pocket. And you're all zipped up. Actually, zipping up is a great time to do affirmations. If you're a person that likes to do affirmations, when you zip up, you might say something like, I'm safe today, I'm loved today, life is easy or fun, or whatever feels right to you. And talking about the zip-up just reminds me of one other exercise that relates to that that I feel is really important, and that's called the hook-up. So we've already talked about that central meridian and how important it is to keep it zipped up so that we feel safe and protected. We also have another meridian that starts at your tailbone and comes up the spine, up to the head, and goes over the head and comes to the upper lip. So central and governing meridian actually meet at the back of the mouth. And the governing meridian is about feeling supported. I like to think of it as feeling like God's got my back. So if I have central meridian strong, that I'm feeling safe, and governed meridian, which is strong, where I feel protected and God's got my back, I'm going to feel great. It makes me feel nice and calm. So the hookup is, this gets those two meridians strengthened, is you take one hand and you put your middle finger right in your belly button. And then you're going to take the other hand and you're going to put it right on your third eye and lift up ever so slightly. And that's the hookup. And I often find that I'll sigh or feel relaxed when I know I've gotten all hooked up. And just this last week when I was in Phoenix teaching some Eden Energy Medicine classes, I had an experience of how powerful that hookup is. I saw someone faint. She fainted dead away. She was white as a sheet. I immediately took one finger, stuck it right in her belly button, and the other finger at her third eye, immediately the color came back to her face, and it was a matter of seconds that she was back and sitting up and feeling fine. It's such a powerful technique. Another experience, a friend of mine was on an airplane, and they made that announcement, we're having the emergency, and we need a doctor. Is there a doctor on the plane? Well, she wasn't a doctor, but she was an Eden Energy Medicine practitioner. So after about the third time when they made that announcement and no one responded, she thought, well, I guess it has to be me. So she goes back, and a person was having a grand mal seizure. She put one finger in their belly button, one finger at their navel, did the hookup. Immediately, they came out of the seizure looking like, well, wait, what's your finger doing in my belly button? It's such a powerful thing to do. So don't forget the hookup. Great emergency technique.
So you are giving quite a few wonderful examples that I know work, and I do know that belly button and third eye, as we put our fingers from each hand there, has really helped me when I'm doing spinning and trying to get 21 spins in and get real dizzy, and then that has really helped me kind of come back to balance.
It does. It brings you back to center.
So I know that there are some other things that you've talked about, and I want you to share one. Would you go ahead and tell us about Oh My God points?
Yeah. This is so important. There's these points on your forehead called the Oh My God points. I know that name sounds really funny, but actually, think about what is it that you do when you witness something that's horrific, or somebody tells you something that's upsetting, or you're stressed. What do? You take your hand, you place it on your forehead, and you say, Oh My God. So we've named those points on the forehead the Oh My God point. What you don't know is placing your hands on your forehead when you're stressed is very good for you. When you're under stress, you lose up to 80% of the blood in your forebrain. The blood has actually gone to your arms and legs for fight or flight. But we can't actually think clearly when we're in this state. So placing your hands on your forehead while you're in that stressful state will help bring the blood back up to your brain so that you can think clearly.
To me, I hear myself saying, Oh my God, a lot. So that's really, and I hear so many other people saying it. So how long do you hold these points? And where are they actually located?
Well, you don't really need to worry about where they're located, because if you take your open hand and place it on your forehead, which is what you naturally do, you've got the point. And you hold them until you feel a sigh of release. A lot of people actually yawn or sigh when it's time to release your hands. Or you might find that you suddenly begin to think, well, this isn't so bad as I thought. Or you may even find your mind wanders off and you're not even thinking of your stress anymore. Or maybe you'll discover the solution. Not only can you use this when you're under stress, but also you can use it if you have a reoccurring stress. So let's say you have something that constantly worries you. Just get into a comfortable place. A bed or a bathtub is a really nice place to be, and bring to mind that stress and hold your hand on your forehead until you feel the relief. What you're doing is you're reprogramming your thoughts so that won't stress you anymore. It's a great gift that you can give to any of your friends and family. Hold their Oh My God point while they're under stress. I hold them whenever I start to worry. It's a great tool that I have right at my fingertips.
Francie, I know we are touching just the tip of the iceberg here with all that you know, and especially about the Eden Energy Medicine. Can you tell us how it has changed your life?
Well, first off, it's like I have an emergency toolkit with me all the time. If I'm feeling off, I just take out my hands. Amazingly, we already do a lot of these things without even knowing it. As the example of placing your hands on your forehead when you're stressed, or holding your stomach when your stomach aches, or making circles over your stomach. We just don't know that we should do them until we feel better. if I feel good, then my thoughts are positive, and I have joy and love flows through me easily. I most definitely feel more joy and peace as a result of Eden Energy Medicine.
Wow, outstanding. So I had mentioned earlier about Donna Eden's book, Energy Medicine, and it's been out for a while. It has a lot of great exercises for us to use in our day-to-day life to make us healthier, peaceful, and to feel balanced. And you described a lot of those techniques that help us do that. But I know some of the techniques that you've described are not in the book. So how can our listeners who are interested in attending a class, you know, what class would they start off with? And what is the website where they could find out some more information?
Thank you for asking that. So there are Eden Energy Medicine classes all over the country. You just have to look on Donna Eden's website, which is www.innersource.net. I started by reading her book, Energy Medicine. She actually has a new book out called The Little Book of Energy Medicine, which isn't as overwhelming as her original book, but it still has great exercises. It has all the exercises that I was talking to you about, plus a lot more. She also has beautiful pictures in her books that help you to understand exactly how those exercises are done. What I did when I started reading her book, I bought videos that you could buy on her website that from classes that Donna had taught in the past, and that really helped me. You'll see on her website there's also classes called Eden Energy Medicine 101, and these classes are just maybe a weekend introductory class. You'll learn a lot. It'll really get you started. But if you want to go deeper, she does have that two-year certification program in which I'm a member of the faculty. The first year of those 2 years is called the Foundations class, and those classes are taught locally. So if you go on her website, you can find a class that perhaps is reasonably close to you to take those classes, and they meet 4 times a year. And then the second year of the certification program is taught in Phoenix, Arizona. We go to a wonderful resort there in Phoenix. The weather is always fabulous. And again, we meet 4 times a year. So all the students around the world that have taken this Foundations class then come to Phoenix for the second year. Then she also has some advanced classes, and these classes are also listed on her website.
Wow, there's a lot to take in.
There is.
I'm going to take a breath and say thank you so much for being with us today, Francie. You are an inspiration. You are an inspiration to me, and I know you will be to those of us who hear what you have to say today. So that brings us to announcements, and just want to mention quickly that we have a Scott Grace concert coming up. His topic is healing the sick, raising the dead, and forgiving your mother. And he is a troubadour of song that he makes up that are relevant. He also includes tapping and helps. He's a coach and a healer. That's what I will say. Concert is Friday evening on May 15th, and on May 16th, he has a workshop. So if you're interested in going to either of these, you can get tickets at the ACT website, which is ACT Annapolis, actannapolis.org, and it will give you more information about this event. We also have ACT Connect event. It's a networking type of thing where people get to share what they do in our community. And Bob Simon is going to be our weaver of song throughout, and people will have time to visit tables and talk to their colleagues and see what actually is going on in our holistic healing community here in the Annapolis area. So that's on May 17th. That's Sunday afternoon. Again, that information about that's on the website, ACT website. So, Dawn, what announcements do you have?
Right now, I've got the allergies from here, out here in wonderful Arizona.
We got it up here,
I have a Reiki 1 class coming up on June 13th. So all of you who've been thinking about learning more about energy and learning Reiki, this is the class. It's great. You learn how to do it on yourself and on other people. And also, I just have a lot of books out there for holistic health practitioners on my website, and on how to create a successful holistic health practice, how to teach workshops, and how to become a CE provider, as well as a book on chakras and a book on how to manage menopause called Heat Rising. So all those books are on my website at energytransformations.org, and I'll say that again, energytransformations.org. And if you have any questions about the show or want to tell us a topic that you're interested in, feel free to email me at ReikiDawn@yahoo.com. And Linda, you know, why don't you tell our listeners what your website and email address is as well?
Okay, well, I'll be glad to do that. And I want to give a plug for your Heat Rising. That book was just so much fun for me to read, and it was so insightful, and you were so vulnerable in that. And I also want to let our listeners know about your holistic health practice. Being a successful holistic health practitioner, you've done it, and you continue to do it. And people can learn from your experience and your advice. So I wanted to plug those two things and many other things you do. But I will give you my website is lindaroebuck.com, and my email address is Linda Roebuck, and it's spelled L-I-L-I-N-D-A, and Roebuck is R-O-E-B-U-C-K, Linda Roebuck, @verizon.net. So in closing today, I'd like to give a quote from Donna Eden, which kind of sums up for me the reason that we practice energy medicine tools like the ones Francie shared today. So as we are closing here, think of this. When all your energies are brought into harmony, your body flourishes. And when your body flourishes, your soul has a soil in which it can blossom in the world. These are the ultimate reasons for energy medicine, to prepare the soil and nurture the blossom. Mm-hmm. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.